мне вороны с плачем.
Thank you. att man kan klara sig ensam. Men att kunna klara sig utan någon hjälp betyder att man måste ha pengar. Vi tror inte längre på något av det de sagt. Vi har hittat nya vägar. Och aldrig mer ska någon få bestämma vår takt. Och aldrig mer ska någon av oss vara ensam.
We'll be right back. friends. I hope they've been helping you. Oh yeah. The stars are not afraid to look like fireflies. Are you? Don't lie, 'cause this may be goodbye. The best I can do. Oh,
Where are all the female abductors already? You know, a lady in a van cruising the highway using charm to gain confidence, luring vulnerable young men into the back of it. You know, tying them up, locking them in their basement, forcing them to eat tofu salad. Yeah, I think they're out there. They're out there somewhere, I hope.
Oh. The jungle, when purple shadows fall, well, a lover calling for his mate, a cries his mating call, yeah, I love you, well, like a tiger roaming the jungle, well, you got me feeling wild. And every time I feel your kisses, baby, all I wanna do is growl. No, I love you. So come on and hold me now. Well, squeeze me, baby, now. Move a little closer now. Much closer now. Get to love me, baby, now. Oh, kiss me, baby, yeah, now. Well, come on, baby, love me, baby, love me now, now, now. I love you. Well, for your sake, it's kind of loving. Gonna love you, baby.
Last night I had a dream. Seems I was living in the jungle for some reason unknown even to myself. I had heard weird stories from the natives about a monstrous creature that wasn't a beast, but a man. A white man larger than two ordinary apes. He tore men apart with his bare hands to terrorize the hearts of his smaller black brothers. It was noised that he had once been seen to grab an elephant by the trunk and twist its head off. I never believed this Bongo or whatever his name was ever existed. I supposed he was just a superstition or something the natives used to scare their unruly children. All the same, one day I was strolling leisurely through the jungle, listening to the birds and the noisy chattering monkeys, thinking it was good to be alive. Suddenly, all became quiet. The monkeys grabbed each other in a terrified hug. It seemed they was looking at me, but I could see they wasn't. I couldn't understand. I looked around to see what was the matter, and there, looming above me, was Bongo, king of the jungle. Terrified, I turned and ran harder and faster than I'd ever run before, figuring it to be my last race with life. Finally, when I had run so far and fast I thought I couldn't run another step, I bumped into a tree, exhausted, Bongo towering above me. I cringed lower and lower, and then I flopped to the ground. What was this? My fingers wound around something, a club. Just as Bongo grabbed for my throat, I rolled out from under him, club in hand. I raised it above my head. All this in one split second. Before Bongo had time to rise from his crouching position, bang! I cracked him over the head with such force it jarred my teeth loose. Crash! Bongo fell to the ground. I hit him again and again. I beat him into a bloody pulp. Then I myself fell exhausted to the ground. Finally, when I arose out of my exhausted state and looked down on this strange creature exterminated by my own hand, my chest swelled in exultation. I thought of Tarzan. I placed my foot upon the enormous pummeled body and beat upon my chest with my fists. From my lips pulsated the victory cry of the apes. Oh! Thus ended the dynamic, terrific reign of Bongo, great monarch of the jungle.
Run the lion, Grumble. All dragons tumble. Shh.
Thank you. Así, así.